I think most of us would agree. We are living in an especially frustrating time. Another confrontation in the Middle East looming, indeed the possibility of yet another war, not just with Iran, but with its ever so obvious ally, Iraq as well, provoked by our strategically challenged commander-in-chief, while Australia, long one of those countries that has been on the front lines of an increasingly destabilized global climate, is seeing enormous swaths of its territory devastated by horrendous fires that show no mercy for human or animal alike, both harbingers of a new year that is likely to be significantly more traumatic than the last. And of course, it's easy to focus blame for much of this on Donald Trump's geopolitical and scientific ignorance. His administration has, after all, dedicated itself to undermining the global efforts to get our increasingly destabilized climate under control, all the while undermining what little stability has emerged in the Persian Gulf in recent years, with his obvious ignorance and wag-the-dog-style obsession with protecting himself from impeachment. And yes, of course, it was another incompetent president, George W. Bush, with his stupid invasion of Iraq that initially set this stage for America's current slide toward war with Iran, while generations of scientifically illiterate leaders failed to heed the warnings about the dangerous side effects of fossil fuel burning. But still, right now, it is Donald Trump and his enablers who are leading the charge to disrupt the stability, climate, and geopolitical that undergirds much of the contemporary world. Indeed, it's hard to imagine a more deliberate effort by any leader to undermine our collective futures. And perhaps even more frustrating is the reality that the solution to both problems stares us ever so obviously in the face. A fully mobilized effort to reduce our use of fossil fuels, which especially in the case of petroleum, has kept the Western world tethered to the bloody machinations of Persian Gulf politics for generations, while burning the Gulf's greatest natural resource, petroleum, and its molecular cousins, coal and natural gas, has disrupted the climate stability that has nurtured civilization for the last 10,000 years. And yet governments from Australia and the United States persist in policies that are undermining our very existence, creating that almost existential frustration so many of us feel, a deep frustration to express that anger in a fashion that will actually accomplish something. But how? Social media postings? That's helpful, but only to an extent. Organize for the next election? Absolutely. But we have no elections for almost a year. Go into the streets? Absolutely. To show ourselves and the world how many of us are there in crowd sizes that should be filling the streets of Washington and every state capital across the nation. But the power of mass demonstrations is still relatively limited. No, for the moment, the most obvious path is to recognize just what sort of a society we are, a society partly democratic and partly plutocratic, whose very structure offers an obvious path by recognizing the simple reality that America's democratic system allows voting age Americans merely one measly electoral vote, and that only for political candidates who directly represent us territorially. While America's equally powerful, if not more powerful, plutocratic system ironically allows each of us as many monetary votes as we can afford to support candidates across the entire country, making that financial tool one of the most effective weapons available to us right now, not when the next election comes, not when the crowds start building in the streets, but right now. By committing ourselves through organizations like Act Blue to contribute whatever one can afford monthly to those candidates for the House, for the Senate, and for the presidency willing to fight for our futures. In short, understanding that paying taxes only pays for the government and the policies we have, while political contributions help pay for the government and the policies we want, a reality for far too long that only America's rich have actually understood.